Scrubs Valley Jadmandad's Commission suggests that compensation money disbursed to flooded communities during the construction of the Akonsombo Dam went to the wrong people. This is because more people continue to petition the commission over unpaid compensation, even though it is on record that they have been paid. But the chief valuer in charge of compensations at the Lands Commission, Kwesi Bensi Inchel, says proper procedures were followed in assessing claims. He said out of the 138 million cedis allocated for the payment of claims, 78 million cedis has been paid and the rest is in the chest of the Bank of Ghana. Cynthia Boateng reports.
Ever since the Judgment Debt Commission started investigating claims of beneficiaries of compensation on land submerged by the Volta River, questions as to whether due diligence was followed have come to the fore. The commission therefore invited the chief valuer at the Lands Commission to clear all doubts. Mr. Bensil Inchil affirmed that procedures were followed according to best practices before payment of compensation was authorized.
The division's records do confirm that due diligence was conducted in the processing of the claims. The claims were also the subject matter of further investigation and clearance by the Serious Fraud Office, now the Economic and Organized Crime Office. The division's records do confirm that it conducted an independent compensation valuation assessment, as quote, survey work so described is interpreted. The list of unpaid claims as of present and the most current bank statement dated 15 July 2014 on the officer's compensation account is attached. However, we'll have to request the Bank of Ghana to confirm that the amounts are being held intact.
The chief director at the Ministry of Finance, Kojo Ewuapiasa, also reiterated that when Cabinet and the Lands Valuation gave instructions for payment, the ministry did so without further checks, adding that all the scrutiny was done by the Lands Commission.
The procedure is that in the article, they use the word payment. And what we do at Ministry of Finance is not about payments. We just authorize Controller Accountant General to release funds from the consolidated fund. The controller, in turn, would advise Bank of Ghana to a transfer. Then Bank of Ghana will credit the account to the beneficiary. So the payment is made at the point of land valuation when they are really giving the money to the claimant.
One petitioner representing the concerned group of Pai Katanga, who claims one Nanadi Ewobediako collected their compensation on their behalf without their knowledge, was squeezed by the sole commissioner, Justice Yawa Pau.
It is being alleged that some families lost their family lands in the floods, so they want compensation to be paid for their family lands. And if the money is meant for family lands, why should the chief collect it and be using it for development projects when the money is meant for the various families?
Yes.
That is what I don't understand.
I also don't understand.